Hey everyone, Jay here. In this episode, things get almost emotional.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers, what is going on, everyone? It is your man, the host of the show, Jay Wong, and I'm super excited to share this episode with each and every single one of you. First off, let me just say, some of the listeners of the show lately have been posting a lot on Instagram through their stories when they're checking into the show, when they're listening to the show, some of their feedback from the episodes, some of their takeaways. And, you know, for me, it's a very humbling experience. You know, I didn't do this so that, you know, we can have just millions and billions of followers. I didn't care about the fame of it. For me, I was really focused on how do I get my message out there and how can I create that impact for others? And so seeing that, you know, one completely blows me away. And I appreciate you if that is you. And if you're listening to the show, it'd be very appreciative if you do that. From another angle, I also want to point out that as change makers, we are leaders for those around us, meaning that, you know, you have to level up so that everybody else around you either fades away, right, because they can't keep up, or they rise with you. And so by you posting, by you sharing what you're reading, what you're listening, what you're doing in your day, that in itself is motivation and it's inspiration for people. And you don't have to be someone who's super famous, right? It's even better that it's you because, like, it's relevant for them. Like, they kind of have an idea of a story of who you are already. So anyways, I just wanted to spend a couple minutes talking about that, showing some love for the people that are doing that on social, for the show, for me, for our guests, and it does not go unnoticed. So in this episode, I want to share with you a video that I filmed about a couple months ago, and I get almost emotional in this episode because I think a lot of times, you know, as high performers and overachievers, we're so good at setting out goals and we go, wow, we could go and achieve those things. And for me, I filmed this a couple months ago when I was in Ottawa where I went to business school. I was super young when I was in the city. I lived there for a few years. And, you know, I realized that I hit all my goals. Like, I realized whatever my goals were when I was like 18, 19, 20, like, I hit all of my goals. My goals weren't very like ambitious. It was like, hey, let's throw the best party, you know? Or, you know, can I go with this girl on a date? You know, can I go and get an A in this class? Like, they were just goals. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't the whole, it wasn't anything comparative to what I'm doing now. But I realized that I think we seldom look back and we seldom celebrate and acknowledge how far we've come. And I know now it's almost like common sense and personal development. But for me, as I thought about it, I go, wow, you know, where I was 10 years ago was so different than where I am now. And where I'm going to be 10 years from now, that's going to be dramatically different, right? Like when I look back 10 years from now and I go, I was creating, you know, episode 223 and I was talking to you guys about this, like what is life going to look like? So, you know, for me, I was doing a little bit of introspection, but I think for you, you can look at it and say, hey, where were you 10 years ago? Are you acknowledging how far you've come and where are you going 10 years from now? And how exciting of a journey that's going to be. I hope it's going to be together. Love for you to join the conversation in our free Facebook group, Legacy Driven Entrepreneurs. That is where I hang out. That's where we're going to geek out about these types of episodes. I'm not going to delay you any further. The episode is not that long, but you might be able to tell. I didn't quite get there, but it was kind of cool doing it. We did a one take, no script. Anyways, I think you guys know all this stuff. I appreciate you so much for listening to the show. Remember, being a change maker is not about trying to go out there, crush it, you know, kill it, go change the world by yourself. It's about how do you become the best version of yourself so that you can help others raise their game, and you can make a difference for those that matter. I'll talk to you very soon.
You know, the old saying might be right, that you overestimate what you can do in 1 year and you underestimate what you can do in 10 years. Changemakers, this is Jay Wong, and 10 years is a decade. And a decade ago, I had a job right in this very parking lot that I'm sitting in. And I started thinking about this as I rolled in here just now, and I was looking back at who I was 10 years ago. And I was just this kid who just started college, and you know, I got this internship and I was excited. It was through my business program and it gave me a chance to pay my way through school. But I remember what I was thinking at the time. I remember what my goals were. You know, my goals were, you know, who I was gonna be seeing this weekend and who I was gonna be partying with this weekend and who we're gonna go and go out with and get drunk and go and create and get into trouble. And I remember those were my goals. Those were my ambitions. And guess what? I was able to hit a lot of my goals. I was able to live out my dream. And I look at what has transpired in the last 10 years, and this is before, you know, the podcast, before creating content, before I ever traveled anywhere around the world, before I did any real public speaking engagements, before meeting anyone and getting into this whole world of creating legacy and going after it. But I realized that 10 years ago, I was able to hit my goals. I was able to do what it is that I want to do. And I remember that I would look out and I would say, man, I'm so excited to be able to go out to create the version of the world that I want to be able to create, to create the life that I wanted to be able to create. And I remember being so excited. And now looking back, it's really surreal to be able to look back and to say that. And why am I telling you all this? Like, why does this matter? Like, what about you? And it matters because if you look at where you were 10 years ago, I think you'll be surprised and shocked at the lessons that you've learned, at the person that you've become. And I think a lot of times, you know, we call this the gap, right? We always, it's easy for us to make forward-looking goals. It's easy for us to say, you know, we want to one day be able to be on stage with some of our heroes. It's easy for us to say, one day I'd love to have my own show, my own podcast. I'd love to be able to write my own book. I'd love to be able to, you know, treat my family to some luxuries that they've never imagined for themselves, to be able to treat myself to things that I've never been able to imagine myself, to be able to take care of my family, to be able to be the person that I deeply want. And I think we understand that. But I think very rarely we ever look back and we acknowledge the journey that we've been on, that we look back and say, you know, we've done a really great job. And, you know, we've gone through some stuff, you know, we've gone through some obstacles. There's been moments where we broke down and we didn't know what to do. And there's been obstacles that seemed insurmountable. You know, there's been trials and tribulations that we had no idea how we were gonna be able to overcome them. But guess what? You're here. You're here today. And I don't know what you've been through. And I try to have as much empathy as I can, because I think there's been some people, I've met some individuals and some of you that even listen to the podcast or consume anything that we've created on this channel. You've gone through some stuff. You know, you've gone through some traumas, and you've gone through some breakdowns and business bankruptcies. And I can only speak to what I've gone through, but I know you've gone through some stuff. You've gone through hell and back, but guess what? You're here. You're still here, and you are so much stronger. You're so much better for having gone through those things. And I want you to take a few seconds to look back, to acknowledge who you've become, the skills that you've developed, the relationships that you've developed, the ability to do what it is that you do now. And I know you're not maybe where you want to be. I know you want to be able to make more money, to have a bigger impact, to, you know, be able to do the things that you want to do. But it's not necessarily always about looking forward and saying, hey, I want to be able to do those things. For you to be able to do those things, you have to be able to look back and say, I've come a really long way. And that's how you're able to develop a higher level of confidence, a higher level of self-worth, a higher level of just understanding the capabilities and the value that you bring to the marketplace. And this is not some woo-woo concept. It's not, you know, something that might work. This is something that if you can dig into this, if you could feel inspired by yourself, you don't need motivation. You don't need any of these things. You have it right here. You have you right here. You have your journey. You have your insight. That's enough. You have your voice. And that's enough to make a difference. So I hope this message finds you well. I hope you take a few seconds today and after this video to really acknowledge the person you've become in the last 10 years. I know we have a long way to go. We have a long way to go. I get it. I'm there with you. I'm going to go the distance with you. I'm bringing you along the journey. But take a few seconds today. Share this video with someone who maybe is not having the best day. Maybe, you know, is taking it really hard on themselves and frustrated that, you know, the journey is taking a little longer. You know, my girlfriend gave me a card the other day. It was a birthday card, but on the card, it said something along the lines of, if we're able to enjoy the detours of life as much as we are able to enjoy the goals that we set, that is where we're going to find joy, fulfillment, happiness. And I know that you want that. I know you deserve that. So I hope you guys are doing amazing. I hope this message finds you well. I hope you get a chance to reflect, look back at where you've been over the last 10 years. I can't wait to get a chance to serve you. I can't wait to get a chance to help you develop. If you're new here in the channel, please go ahead and like this video if you got any value from it. If you loved it, subscribe to the tribe. I can't wait. If you have any questions, down below, right in the comment section. I'll be there once this goes live. I can't wait to see what you do in this world. Talk to you soon.
Want to discover how you can begin to tap into your inner changemaker and become the leader for the important people around you? You can now grab a copy of my new audio training, How to Be the Leader You Truly Are, for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership. Inside the training, you will find my top three proven strategies from millionaires and billionaires that have been featured on the show. And by simply applying them, I was able to go from sleeping in my parents' living room to leading and running multiple successful businesses and began an endless journey of impacting those closest to me. You can do it too. Go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership to get your free copy now.